what she needs to know. She's got the game show.
Manolo, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with you.
You got nothing?
I mean, I don't know. I had a fun, you know, one of our sponsors, the one with the games? They ship games to you, Hunt a Killer?
Mm-hmm.
I actually played it over Thanksgiving with my sister and brother-in-law. And it was surprisingly fun.
You had a good time?
I had a good time.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I feel like I should redo the ads. Oh, Joe.
What?
Can you explain this penny issue?
Well, I went to go drink a glass of water the other morning, and a penny fell out of the glass.
That's it?
That was the last sip. The last sip had a penny in it.
That's kind of supernatural.
No, would you say? I don't think it's not supernatural. No,
well,
no.
What happened?
I don't know, but it's not supernatural.
There's no conclusion? You didn't solve it?
No, there's nothing to solve. It just was in there.
You know, Occam's razor is that a ghost did it.
That's Occam's razor?
It's always... Occam's razor is always a ghost did it.
That's what Occam's razor means.
Yeah, basically.
No way. I'm looking this up. That's not true.
It's the easiest explanation.
No way. Okay. Entities should not be multiplied beyond necessity. It's simpler. The simpler explanation. So obviously it's not ghosts. That, I should never listen to you.
It's the most elegant... simple. Brian Greene would agree. Isn't he a quantum physicist? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Wow, you just had that reference there?
Yeah, he's the one who helped spread the word of ghost theory.
Ghost theory?
It's the basis of the universe or something like that.
Okay.
How about you? How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's raining here.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess what you could say is that I got the dog out really fast. Not wet.
What do you mean?
The dog is not wet.
How did that happen? Like a Matrix thing? Like dodging raindrops?
Yeah, I dodged all the raindrops. Mm-hmm.
Does Loaf like rain?
No, he does not like rain. That would be a big impediment for a walk.
Are there dogs that like rain?
I think some dogs don't mind rain.
Hmm. Do you have a coat and stuff?
Do I have a coat?
For the dog?
No, I can't. No.
Hmm.
No, I can't.
Free spirit.
Yeah, I don't think dogs like coats. Sometimes I put a coat on the dog, but he does not seem to respond to it in a way that you would think somebody would respond to getting a coat.
Like a cute little spin around in front of a mirror.
Yeah, montage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that what was kind of amazing, I'll say this, last night, pretty big mm-hmm. thing happened.
What?
I found a whisker in the rug.
A dog whisker?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, what? So?
And I held up the whisker, and Loaf came over and sniffed it. And then mm-hmm. he tried to bite it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's weird. Why is he trying to eat his own whisker? And mm-hmm. then I kept doing it to him. I said, what? He kept licking this whisker and kept trying to get it in his mouth. And I thought it was so entertaining. And then he ate it. Next thing I know, it's out of my fingers.
Nice.
Do you know dogs like to eat their own whiskers.
Do you know how the whisker fell off? Do they normally shed? No. Yeah?
I hope so. I hope that's not a strange. I hope that's not a sign of something.
A ghost did it.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Well, something big happened in this household.
What?
The Jenkins report. There's an issue with this Jenkins report. I walk by. Shedding. I think for the first time in this house. And it was like he was wearing my gecko, by the way. He was wearing his skin like a hoodie. And I was like, oh, cool. And then my girlfriend was like, oh, just leave it alone because then he'll eat it in like 15 minutes. And then I checked again and it was gone.
Oh, wow.
And he was more vibrant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff's going on here. Bunch of animals eating their own flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool stuff around here. Well, yeah. We do have a very exciting and tight show coming up.
Yeah.
You hear that?
One of us has a heart.
It kind of went away, so it just seemed like you said one of us had a heart. So you, but whatever you said after that, we did not hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Dr. Gabe Show. This is the show where we play games submitted by listeners. And we play them with people that call into the show. This is a family-friendly show. Can't say it enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play three games. One game's going to win. We're going to play that next episode. The first game we are playing is called Web-Based Revelry Coordinator, submitted by Micah DeWitt from Gresham, Oregon.
Web-based revelry coordinator, and that is a game that is too early in the morning to think about words, so I'll just repeat its name. It's web-based revelry coordinator. Web-based revelry coordinator. Yeah.
Whoa, I like disassociated during that one. Okay, so this is how this game works. This is what Micah writes. Sometimes we have to find a new job, but we need to make ourselves look good in our resume. So a podcast game show host might put down that they worked as a web-based revelry coordinator. Or a painter might say that they were an ambiance control technician. The players will need to come up with a new title for a current or past job they've worked. Joe and Manolo will try to figure out what job they actually worked. Players get a magnet because we all need ways to put things on fridges. Great sentence. Fantastic sentence. Players get a magnet because we all need ways to put things on fridges. Gorgeous mm-hmm. sentence. Okay. Wow. Manola, do you want to try that one out?
Saying the sentence?
Yeah. It's nice.
Players get a magnet because we all need ways to put things on fridges. Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous. Rolls right off the throat. Wow. Thank you so much, Micah. Okay, so we're going to talk to some people on this call. It's going to be great. But let's talk to Jacob in Greenville, North Carolina. Jacob, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, folks. How are we?
Oh, you know, when our animals have been eating a lot of skin. What about you?
I'm pet sitting a friend of mine's dog. That dog is not eating a lot of skin or whiskers or flesh.
When you pet sit a friend's dog, are you like, just give me a 6-pack of Pepsi, I'll be chill? Or are you like, you owe me $4,000?
I'm more like the Pepsi, I'll be chill type of person.
Wow.
And do you have to go to their house
No, the dog's over here. Actually, my parents are watching my dog.
What?
I'm watching my friend's dog.
You threw your dog to the trash so that you could take care of this other dog?
Joe, why would you call their parents trash?
Yeah, it's because I'm going on a vacation soon, so I needed the dog. I needed my dog to be somewhere she could stay for a while. And then I missed my dog, so my friend was like, here, take care of...
What? This is some wild stuff.
This is confusing.
Wow, yeah. Jacob, you live a really wild life. Okay, so Jacob, what else do we know about you? What's going on with you this weekend?
Ooh, this weekend? Well, I'm packing up my place because I'm about to move to Memphis.
Wait, you're moving and you're going on vacation?
Yeah, it was poorly planned because I planned the vacation before the move.
And then you're moving to Memphis with the dog?
With my dog, not my friend's dog.
Can you handle that kind of stress? Is this a normal day for you?
Yeah, Jacob, can you handle that kind of stress?
Which part of the stress? The dog or the move or
the move and the dog move Memphis.
Everything. Memphis vacation.
It's a lot parents. Of stress. But I'm being productive by guesting on a podcast. Yeah.
On top of being a guest on a podcast at 7 in the morning.
Well,
oh, is it
if you're in the West Coast, sorry.
I'm Eastern.
Or Alaska. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Sorry.
North Carolina. You know where that is?
Yeah, it's like just below Alaska.
Yeah, same. That's what I was going to say. All right. Well, okay. So, Jacob, I'm assuming you're moving to Memphis for... love
for work. I wish.
Don't tell us what you do.
Oh, but now I need to choose that job. Now you're pressuring me into choosing that job for this game. I'm gonna have to rethink.
Well, did you have another thing in mind?
I did have another thing in mind, but I can
no change. go for it.
Okay. Do I give context? I can give context. When I was younger, one of my first jobs was as a small morsel accumulator.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just guess crumb sweeper. But what do you think, Manolo?
Wait, did you say it was your first job?
Yeah.
Oh.
Crumb sweeper for sure.
Oh, what was the
small morsel accumulator?
Small morsel accumulator. A food taster for the king.
Jolly Rancher.
What?
Jolly Rancher taste tester? So what are you going to say?
Yeah, for the king.
What?
Is that the first thing you go to? Jolly Rancher?
Is that the first thing you go to, king?
All right, fair enough.
Okay, Jacob, we have two guesses. One is taste tester for the king, whoever that is. And crumb sweeper. So what was it?
I hate to say it, but I think taste tester for the king is closest.
Are you serious?
I was a blueberry picker. I picked blueberry. Mm.
Oh my gosh.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
I think that crumb sweeper is closer. Okay, I hate to say this, but I think crumb sweeper.
Well, I guess everybody
has biases, okay?
Jacob, do you pick the blueberries off a tree? Or the floor?
a bush. So yeah, the tree.
A bush, I mean.
Wow. Do you have egg on your face? Staying in a blueberry tree.
I was being a real smart person over here.
And everybody knows it grows from the ground.
Yes.
Okay, so Jacob, according to you, neither of us got it right. However... players get a magnet because we all need ways to put things on fridges. Micah, DeWitt. So, Jacob, you do get a custom magnet.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Goodbye. All right.
Good work.
Good work. And good work to Jacob. And that was pretty good. Do you want to play it with one more person, Manolo?
Yeah. I feel like that there's like, I don't know. I'm awake, but I feel like my morning voice keeps trying to creep back in. So
you what's have your to morning excuse voice?
Oh, I just woke up.
Okay. Save it for the character showcase at UCB. Okay.
I'm Manolo and I just woke up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I had a dream.
Uh-oh, just for laughs, here we come. Okay.
Never mind.
No, don't you never mind. Always mind.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's talk to Ashley in Everett, Washington. Now, Ashley is somebody who's at 7 in the morning.
It's 8:30, but yes.
Copy that. Okay, so.
It is early.
Yeah, because Washington's right below Alaska.
Yeah, you're right below Alaska, right?
Well, there's a Canada in between, but yes.
Yeah, it's just a hop, skip, etc.
So, Ashley, what's going on with you this weekend?
It's snowing.
What?
It started snowing earlier this week, and I probably won't leave the house much. I have a hockey game to go to tomorrow, though.
What do you mean, hockey game? Children?
No, there's a minor league team in Everett that I have partial season tickets to, so I got a game tomorrow.
What's it called? What's the team?
Everett Silver Tips.
The Silver Tips?
It's a type of bear, apparently. Mm. I don't know. It's fun.
Did you know I've been to Everett before? And the only thing I remember is riding the bus.
I would try to not remember Everett if I only went one or two times. But congratulations.
Actually, do you like Everett?
I mean, I live here. It's nice.
It has a Target.
Yeah.
You've been to that Target?
There's a mall. I have been to that Target.
Ashley, have you ever been to Target? You spent less than $50.
Maybe when I was like 16.
I don't think it's possible. I think the way Target is designed makes you spend at least $55.
Is it that you go in with like one goal in mind and then you end up with more than that?
Yes.
Okay. Right. That's why sometimes I just like order ahead and go pick it up because I should not be in Target.
That's the issue. What's the upsell? Do you just walk by like an air fryer?
Yeah, because the whole place smells like M&M's. So you're thinking,
the first thing you walk into is like a bunch of dollar stupid little things that you're just like, look at this. Look at this.
M&M's.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at this. And then you think, let me just get one little plastic egg. And then before you know it, you're like, well, I should have gotten a hair dryer, shouldn't I have? I mean, an air fryer. Right. Yeah.
So, hair dryer, air fryer, they got them all. New towels.
Dang.
Actually, yeah, they're bold enough to call themselves Target.
I'm trying to stall because I don't have a thing for this.
That's okay, Ashley. We actually don't really know you at all still. So if you could like tell us one other thing besides your partial season ticket owner to the Everett Silver Tips hockey team game.
Good memory there. I also like to crochet.
Okay.
What do you crochet?
Right now I'm working on some little dinos for my boyfriend's nieces and nephews.
Like stuffed animal types?
Yeah.
Cute.
That's cute.
For Christmas, like I imagine.
That's cute. For Christmas, we'd imagine.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, you tell us everything, and we appreciate your vulnerability here. Okay. So, Ashley, are you ready?
I suppose so.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Could you use the job you have in another way phrase?
In another way phrase.
Okay.
What's wrong, Ashley? What's wrong?
Well, the way that I default to is not usually family friendly, so I have to auto
use the other words.
Adjust. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I currently am, let's see.
I'll walk us through it.
Organizer and distributor of sometimes, but usually not, illicit substances.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say Adderall dealer.
I'm going to say spice trader.
Oh, great. That's a great answer. Gosh, that's a great answer. I'm changing mine to spice trader as well.
But your first guess was closer. I work in a pharmacy. I'm a pharmacy technician. So I do give people their Adderall. I also give them their blood pressure medication. I see.
That is juicy. Well, you know, we didn't get it right, but players get a magnet because we all need ways to put things on fridges.
I do.
Yeah, so you do get a magnet. Nice work, Ashley. Good job.
Good work, Ashley.
Go Silver Chips.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Ashley. We talked to Ashley. Okay, so we're going to play a new game. Are you ready for that?
All right, so let me scroll down. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Can you imagine working with you in an office?
It's terrible.
Let's just type the word. Time to send email.
If only. Normally it's just me trying to stay awake.
Oh, sorry about that.
Did I tell you how when I got fired that one place and they were like, hey, it's whatever, you know, it's a lockdown, so could we mail your belongings to you? And I was like, okay, well, all I have at the cubicle is two bottles of caffeine pills and there's a rag, but that was there when I got there, so don't send that because it's weird looking.
And did they do that?
Yeah, it felt embarrassing, but whatever. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I've only worked in a couple offices, but the one office I did work in, I had a lot of stuff there. And when my last day, I tried to take all my stuff home, and I was kind of embarrassed by how much stuff I had accumulated.
Was it that stereotype where it's like the big box and you're carrying it away and?
Yeah, I had a big box. I was just, oh, okay. Bye, everybody. Oh, bye. Keep in touch. And, like, I even had one of those, like, my office just had a lot. I realized that, like, maybe I was trying to make it a fun office. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was that thing that you touch that makes, that it looks like danger.
Hmm?
You know what I'm talking about? That ball.
The ball with electricity?
Yes.
Well, I can't imagine you owning one of those.
Yeah, I got it as a gift.
That and makes I kept more
it,
sense.
And then it made your fingers smell like burning, though.
What? What?
Yeah.
Where did it end up?
Oh, it's a great question. I don't know.
Well, I can't imagine you. I mean, I guess that's more normal to decorate your desk, right? So you had all kinds of knickknacks?
More normal than what?
Just having nothing but two bottles of caffeine pills.
Well, I think it each conveys a certain personality disorder, but I do say that I understand why you did what you did and I did what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, this next game is called I Got Gills, submitted by Guy Degada from Nagoya, Japan. Guy has submitted a few games, I think.
Oh, Guy. Oh, Guy. Where are you coming from? Is it the sky? Or is it the ocean? I got gills.
Okay, so this is, Manolo, I know you don't like to quote unquote read ahead, but this is like a musical game. And so if you, do you want to just read the game and then try to do the song again?
Why?
Okay.
Okay, I'll read it.
Okay, I'll read it. Okay.
Do I read it out loud?
Why don't you read it out loud and then see how you could have maybe done the theme song in a way that was actually quite fitting.
Okay.
I think, you know what I mean? No, I just, these are just, I mean, these are just kind of a couple notes. Okay, I know I know you don't like notes on your theme song, but this one seems like it's pretty much asking for it.
Is it because I didn't, okay.
What? What?
Because I'm bouncing around my eyeballs and I see the word chills. Is it because I didn't rhyme chills with gills?
No. Okay. So the whole game. Okay. Read.
Okay. I'll read it. Okay. I'll read it. Been playing this game alone while sick with COVID. Caller thinks of a rhyming word to replace chills in the lyrics. I got chills. They're multiplying. Caller then says who the lyric applies to. Someone else guesses the new lyric. Example. Caller says Ariel has, as she transforms back into a mermaid. The answer is, I got gills, they're multiplying. Questioner wins if the correct answer is given. Answerer also wins if they sing the answer. If game wins, Joe picks a new song lyric for next week. I don't understand any of that. What? If game wins? Oh, the game. Okay, so then you just keep saying, is that from a song, I got gills, they're multiplying? I got chills, they're multiplying? What does that mean? Is that a famous lyric? Uh-huh. Is that like in the second verse of Happy Birthday?
From Greece.
How does that go?
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, one might think that if you were doing a theme song for this game, you would just do a strum and you'd sing, I got gills, they're multiplying.
What? I wonder, did everyone on the Zoom know that that's a song?
You can't do that. You can't ask that. That's
Max said yes. Daniel said yeah. That's it.
Everyone on the Zoom has said yes.
But Tommy said no.
Okay. Thanks, right. Tommy. Appreciate that. Okay. You're not.
I can't blame it on my age.
Have you seen the movie Grease?
Probably as a child.
You don't remember. You haven't seen the movie Grease as an adult.
No. It involves cars, right? I remember someone driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's cars involved. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do it. Okay. I got chills.
No, gills.
I got gills. They're multiplying. Is that how it went?
I guess in some kind of alternate universe. Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So let's talk to Mac in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Mac, are you there?
Hi. Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo.
Hello, hi. Mac.
Mac, you have a picture of a doggy as your Zoom picture. Is this your dog?
Yeah, that's Puck.
Puck.
Hey, Puck.
Shakespearean.
Oh, he's crying.
Okay. What'd you do?
Well, I think he wants to play, but he's a dog, so he's not allowed.
Uh-huh. And so, Mac, what's your deal? What are you doing right now? What did you do right before this podcast?
Well, I'm developing some training material for the dog daycare that I used to work at. So I was editing some video and putting voiceovers together and stuff for training.
Oh, you're nice. Training the dogs or you're training the people?
Training the people to train the dogs.
And you don't even work there anymore?
No, not anymore. Not in the playroom.
You've advanced to the video editing department.
Yeah, that's right.
But still with the same company?
Yeah, same company.
Mm.
How would you describe your job if you didn't use your job title?
Well, my draft for the first game, I wrote Canine WrestleMania Referee and Color Commentator.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah. Wait, Matt, what's one of the rules that you just did in the video? How would you train us to train dogs?
Okay. So when a dog starts jumping on you, the first thing you want to do is cut off the interaction and walk away. They're going to be really excited. So you want to keep yourself moving and keep giving yourself space until you get to a point where you can redirect the dog to a healthier alternative to jumping.
Wow. What is the healthier alternative?
Well, in the playroom, we use things like place commands. You might ask the dog to jump up on a structure instead. At home, I just move away and, you know, ask him to sit or my dog jumps at me at home.
Give them screen time.
Yeah.
That's Mac, cool. How do you feel about giving dogs screen time?
I mean, you know, I think that we have to use all of the tools available to us in this digital age, but I really prefer a more natural approach for my own dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, very diplomatic answer.
Yeah. For my gecko, I only do screen time when we're at a restaurant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just feed him its own skin.
Yeah, you gotta order off the menu. You have this guy's own skin.
Ew.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Mac, okay. So do you know the reference for I Got Chills?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Someone's okay. More cultured than me? What?
Okay, so you have to you have to say you think of a rhyming word that replaced chills, and then you say who the new lyric applies to, and then someone else is going to guess the lyric. So, for example, you say Ariel as she transformed back into the mermaid. The answer would be I got gills, they're multiplying.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. When Ashley gets a whole bunch of new orders at their pharmacy.
Okay. Mm. Wow. Okay. I got to talk to Ashley about this. Ashley, what do you think it is?
I got pills.
Nice.
Crying.
Wow. Okay. Ashley, Mac, is this correct?
Dead on.
Wow. Ashley, Mac, you've helped each other win custom magnets. Congratulations.
Ooh. Woo! Woo!
Wow. Nice work. Performance gave me chills.
And are they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Mac. Okay.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. No, thank you. Okay. Wow. That was this is truly giving me chills. Okay. Let's talk to Daniel and Tommy in Los Angeles. Daniel, Tommy, are you there?
Yep, we're here. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
And Tommy, is it correct that you don't know the reference?
No, I thought it was that I Got Bills song from the commercials.
Wait, how does that go? How does that go?
I got bills, da 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 da, but blah, blah, blah.
I like that more.
Keep going, Tommy. We don't actually understand this reference.
I got bills.
Okay.
So I was blah, 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 blah.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay. Well,
what is that? What's that? What's the commercial for?
It might be for like credit cards or something. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, many people are asking if it's a local commercial, Tommy. Do you know?
I don't think so. I don't think we get local commercials.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, Daniel, Tommy. Okay, so, and Daniel, you understand the reference.
I do. Yes, I've seen the movie.
Nice. And what have you been doing today before the podcast?
We're in West Coast, so we were, you know, just kind of showering and grabbing pastries and coffee for the show and getting our little bearded dragon ready too. He's here with us. So.
Hey.
Oh.
How long does it take for them to shed?
To shed it, it's kind of takes a while. It's because I had a gecko before too, and it's not like one fell swoop. They do their head, and then they do their back and tail, like over the course of like a month or so.
It's a little bit more human like in that it's not a batch.
Yeah.
Tommy, what do you mean by human like?
Well, like, because we don't shed in like one big thing, like a jacket, like geckos do. It's like catches, but it's also like not like human like because his like
go on.
His skin is like pointy, yeah. So like if one chunk of like point comes off, it like hurts a lot if you touch it the right way.
Yeah.
Not like if it hurts you or it hurts the dragon.
It hurts me.
Ooh.
So.
if you pinch it, yeah, sure.
If you pinch it, it will hurt. It's like Field of Dreams.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly. So, Daniel and Tommy, so you have a reptile in the home and you both ate pastries. What'd you have? Raisin rolls? What'd you have?
I had a kintz kind of Danish.
Kintz?
Kintz.
Kintz?
What's kintz?
It's a fruit, and I'm pretty good about knowing fruits. I don't remember what a kintz looks like. So, yeah. But it was nice.
Is it like a citrus?
No, it tasted kind of like an apricot, I guess.
Okay. Mm.
This is in the post, you know, cooked phase. It's what you call it. Thank you. Yeah, what you call kids in Pittsburgh. I like that.
Kids. Alex said that, by the way.
Nice job, Alex. Thanks so much for contributing to this podcast in myriad of ways. Alex.
It's kids?
Kintz.
Kintz. Kintz. Do you
now
dip
I can't
it,
unhear it.
Do you dip it in coffee?
I didn't dip it. Yeah, it's not really a dipping. It's more of like a Danish. So yeah, it'd be kind of like hard to, I'd have to like engineer a good, like with my, I'd have to bite, you know, a nice dipping.
A dip shape.
You don't have a wide mouth cup. Is what
I don't. That's correct.
It's pretty wide.
Tommy said it's pretty wide. Tommy said it's pretty wide.
Yeah, Daniel.
Right.
It's not as wide as the Danish, but
okay. Well, if you say so. Yeah. Okay. Well, lots of conflict so far. And Tommy, what did you have? Raisin roll.
I haven't had anything yet, but there's like a mushroom parmesan thing waiting for me.
Yeah. Tommy does not like sweets, so I had to get them a savory one.
Mm.
Tommy, nice.
A mushroom thing?
There's mushrooms on top of it.
It also looks like a Danish. It's called a chasson.
Did you just go to like a fancy cafe or something?
There's like a little cafe down the street from us. We're in like the Thai town part of LA, but there happens to be a, you know, kind of like a fancy little.
Gotcha. Cafe.
Seems like people are doing good things here. That's what it sounds like. Okay.
Hey, it's not that, you know, friends and family, you got it represents. So.
Wow. Okay. So now I will say, because there's two of you, you're going to play with each other. Okay.
Okay.
So Daniel, Tommy, who would like to be the person that comes up with the lyric and who's the one that wants to guess it?
Well, I think I have a decently good one.
Okay. And Tommy, do you have a decently good one or a bad one?
Mine's also pretty good.
Okay. Decently good versus pretty good. Well, I guess you'll both go. Okay.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Daniel, you'll go first with your clue.
Okay. And this is kind of, and Tommy's guessing this?
Yeah.
Okay, so this has to, hopefully you remember this from what we watched last night.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This is the humpback whale. Humpback whale.
Okay. I got krills. I got krills. Yeah.
It's not a ghost, but yes, you got
this. Okay. Wow. Really nice work so far.
I'm now, with Tommy on that one.
Tommy, let's hear your kind of decent one. Is that what how you refer to it?
Imagine you're like a barge owned by British Petroleum.
I mean, yeah. I got spills.
Wow. You two are made for each other. That was really hard. Okay. Really nice work, Daniel and Tommy. You're both getting custom magnets.
Good work.
Okay. Wow. That was really juicy. Okay. I got
trying to start drama.
Who?
You.
How come?
Starting a pastry size fiasco.
Excuse me?
Pastry size fiasco.
Listen, I just wanted to know how wide mouth the cup was, okay? I think that's totally normal question.
Yeah, I mean, it was big, I guess.
Yeah, sounded like it was pretty wide mouth, okay? Okay, all right, let's talk to Anthony in Calgary. Daniel's saying very normal size.
See?
Okay, let's talk to Anthony in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Anthony.
Hello, Joe and Manolo. Can you hear me okay?
That's my name.
Anthony, just so you know, you're going to play this I Got Gales game, okay?
Okay, I'm excited. You are the manager.
Anthony, who are you?
Oh, wait. I introduced myself?
No,
we just don't know who you are, Anthony.
Oh, I figured like my little blurb would have been sent along. It's okay. It's very short.
wait, are you just going to read off it?
The callers, the listeners don't know who you are. We understand your blurb, but you need to tell us something about yourself.
Yeah, and I don't know how to read.
There you go. That's another problem.
I'm a recent graduate of the neuroscience program, the master's neuroscience program in Calgary. So I do medical AI and brain scan stuff for work.
Ugh.
And I like to cook, and I'm donating blood later today.
Oh, you're drinking a lot of juice? Are you doing it for the juice?
Yeah, yeah. We have a great system here where you get chips and juice, and they encourage you to eat and drink as much as you want. So we don't get paid, but we do get paid in snacks.
I'm for that.
Yeah. So you're going to get hopefully a lot of juice.
What does medical AI research look like?
It looks like getting a bunch of images from a bunch of different hospitals of people's brains and spending many months of your life making sure that all the data is clean and looks good. And then spending an hour putting all of it into an algorithm to see if you've produced anything meaningful.
Well, Anthony, when you were a kid, were you like, I want to do brain AI?
No, I was a very nerdy and sometimes a little bit boring kid, which I think is how I got into programming, which then led me down that path.
What did you want to do as a kid?
Actually, I wanted to be a marine biologist because I love animals.
Classic, but that's classic.
Sort of a whole other story.
Marine biologist is the number one answer of good kids.
I said I wanted to be a veterinarian. Does that count?
That's the second best.
Okay.
Yeah. This marine biologist, veterinarian. There's no other answers that are acceptable.
I just read a Twitter thread or something where an artist, I'm assuming, fed her... 10 years worth of her diaries as a child into an AI program so that she could have a conversation with her inner child. And she posted some of the transcripts and it was kind of chilling.
All right. Well, Anthony, do you have a game? Do you have the game suggestion?
I do. Okay. You are the manager at a barbecue supply store.
Okay. Craig. What? Craig in Baton Rouge. Craig. Craig in Baton Rouge. Craig.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey, Craig.
Greg, do you know?
Man, could you say it one more time? I'm kind of a little bit flustered.
Flustered.
Of course, in case you couldn't tell, I never get flustered. Except for that one time 30 seconds ago. You are the manager of a barbecue supply store.
Oh, I've got grills. They're multiplying. And I'm listening to
Joel. Anthony, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Anthony, Craig, you got custom magnets. Wow. All Anthony, right. Craig, wow. Craig, what's your deal? Just before we move along, Craig, what do we know about you?
Oh, I used to call into the show all the time during the Earwolf era. I was a little teen prankster troublemaker. And I feel like now that the back catalog's becoming available to a lot more people, I need to come on and apologize for my immature ways.
I guess that was that a long time ago? I guess that was.
Yeah. Well,
4 or 5 years ago.
Wow, so you're no longer a teen. Is that correct?
No.
You're in a full-blown adult.
I'm a 20-something.
Wow, Craig, a 20-something, amending for his ways.
No more shenanigans.
That's true.
I used to come on and I'd be like, do you remember me? I'm the guy. And then I would just describe my last appearance in like detail and basically just stall as long as I can. But at a certain point, I was like, I like this show. Why am I doing this?
Okay. But Craig, it's interesting because you did kind of just come on this show and say, do you remember me? I'm that guy.
Well, I was genuine this time. It's been like 5 years, not a week. So I guess I'm. But Craig, no, that's true though.
Craig, it's incredible.
Your voice does sound deeper.
Oh wow!
Cool. Wow, Anthony, you remember Craig?
I do. I listen to podcasts from the first episode chronologically, so I've like started like way back when, and I heard many Craig episodes and enjoyed them all.
Craig.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's
fan.
Heartwarming. That's great.
Wow. Incredible.
But yeah, fan. I remember whenever The Hits came out, which is still one of my favorites, by the way. But,
what's The Hits? What?
Joe's comedy album.
Oh, The Hits, yes. Wow. I remember, yeah.
But I remember... like in like the pre-call with producer Alex, I said I wanted to talk about that, and he's like, all right, well, it just came out, don't try not to say anything mean about it. And I was like, oh, am I a monster? Like, am I actually like not doing this in good fun? Am I bad?
Wow, Alex contributing to the show in so many ways. Thanks, Alex.
Alex was like, I know it's bad, but just don't say it on air. Please, I don't want to hurt Joe again.
Well, Craig, listen, I'm glad you listened and I'm glad you called and I'm glad you've called again. A real redemption arc.
Thanks. And oh, I had something real quick before. I was on another podcast, like did a call-in show thing, and they talked about how I didn't laugh at all when they were doing bits. And I realized it's because when I called in on the Jason Manzoukas episode, he had me booted for giggling too much, so I was muting my mic every time I laughed, and I was like, oh, I guess I internalized that interaction from like 5 years ago.
Well, it did happen in your formative years. Okay,
that's true.
Jason tore you down.
Yeah, never. You never laughed again. It's really tough. Oh, and you're back.
Listen, you whippersnapper.
Craig, I love your redemption arc. And Anthony, guess what?
What?
We're playing your game next.
Woo! Oh, wow.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Okay, talk to y'all soon. Okay, wow. Okay, So we got a Jumbotron, which is always great when people pay money to put words in our mouths.
Yeah, I mean,
something I'm very comfortable with, and I love.
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable with it.
Me too, and I love it. Okay, so this message is for Nicole, and it's from Clayton.
Do I say it?
Yeah, be Clayton.
Okay, this is me as Clayton. Well, 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 Nicole, looks like I got you another Jumbotron. I love you. You are my favorite person to listen to Dr. Game Show with, and oh, how we laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. Merry Christmas, Nicole, and happy holidays, Dr. Game Show. Thanks, Joe and Manolo and Alex and Max Fun, and a happy new year.
Incredible read. I do think you added a few and laughs, but other than that, I have no notes, and you did a really nice job. So thanks. Hope you enjoy that, Nicole. And thanks for the Jumbotron, Clayton. Goodbye.
Bye.
So, Manolo, this episode is sponsored in part by Magic Spoon.
Oh, I knew that. Good old Magic Spoon. Reliable Magic Spoon. One of the most reliable sponsors.
Yes, an adult cereal we love to eat and enjoy. A lot of these adult cereals, they got room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like a lot of them kind of taste like twigs and pieces of a home.
Pieces of a home, like particle board?
Yeah.
Concrete?
Yeah. And the Magic Spoon really zips things up.
Mm-hmm.
They got all flavors. They got maple waffle. They got cookies and cream. They got peanut butter. These are good flavors.
Yeah. Not just blueberry, but blueberry muffin.
Oof. What do they do to make it muffin?
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know? Honey nut, cookies and cream, and cinnamon roll.
What are you doing? Are you just listing flavors?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's listen, we love Magic Spoon, and it's the tasty snack or a nice little breakfast. So head to magicspoon.com/gameshow to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try the magic for yourself. And be sure to use our promo code GAMESHOW at checkout to save $5 off your order.
Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/gameshow and use the code GAMESHOW to save $5 off.
Wow, that was a great read.
I did it in one breath.
Right, I could tell. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Thanks.
You probably already have a favorite animal. Maybe it's a powerful apex predator like the tiger or a cute and cuddly panda. And those are great, but have you considered something a little more unconventional?
Could I perhaps interest you in the Greenland shark, which can live for nearly 400 years? Or maybe the jewel wasp, who performs brain surgery on cockroaches to control their minds?
On Just the Zoo of Us, we review animals by giving them ratings out of 10 in the categories of effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics. Listen with friends and family of all ages to find your new favorite animal with Just the Zoo of Us on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Hello, I'm a stuffy dowager countess.
Travis?
I'm judging everybody's manners.
Oh, no.
Schmanners isn't judgy. It's about teaching you to be your best self and be a little more confident when you enter social situations that you don't understand, and maybe also teach you a little bit about history you didn't know or give you interesting things to talk about at parties.
Yeah, like the secret life of Emily Post.
Or like why wristwatches are the way that they are.
We can talk about table manners from the Victorian era.
Sure, or what it's like to attend a Regency ball.
Yeah.
You can find all that and more if you listen to Schmanners on Maximum Fun or wherever your podcasts come from, I guess.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
Okay, Manolo, guess what?
What? No, I just woke up.
This episode is sponsored in part by Green Chef.
Oh, yeah. For this holiday season?
Yeah, this holiday season, treat yourself to delicious premium recipes that support your wellness goals and taste good, too.
Well, Festive Fare, Our new curated collection of premium dinners will help make your holidays feel extra special. Celebrate with a delicious variety of easy-to-follow recipes featuring premium proteins and organic produce.
I love the name Festive Fare. I really do.
What do you think is in Festive Fare?
I think it's probably kind of like holiday-inspired dishes.
That sounds good, actually.
Actually, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 100% of their seafood meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch rankings of certified best choice or good alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite Green Chef recipe?
Well, lately I've been, so I still have all the recipe cards, which is a cool feature of it. And I have it all in a binder, but I usually keep it all in. I used to keep it all in the shelf, but now whenever I cook, I want to kind of like make a side or like something off one of the recipes. So I actually just have it on the counter because of how much I refer to it. So I don't know. It's a pretty helpful thing. Like, remember those animal cards from back in the like 80s and 90s? And it's like in this green box and then it's like a recipe card thing, but with animal facts. It's kind of like that.
There you go. Also, Green Chef has like all these ingredients it's all like prepared in ways that you don't have to deal with. So it's mm-hmm. like mostly you just have to do the cooking and follow the instructions, and you don't have to do a lot of the
like if you do the Festive Fare stuff, you don't have to go to the grocery store at the last minute where it's crowded and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just go through the through the box where it's crowded
just
with food.
Just go through the box crowded with food. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to try some Festive Fare, go to greenchef.com/gameshow599 and use code gameshow599 to get $5.99 per meal on your first box. And your first box ships free.
That's greenchef.com/gameshow599 and the code gameshow599 to get $5.99 per meal on your first box. And your first box ships free.
Wonderful. Okay, so this is the winning game from last episode. Anthony, you won last episode. Okay, so this is, Anthony, how do you pronounce your last name? Because I don't know if I said it right.
So we pronounce it Winder, but historically I think it was Winder because my ancestors at some point worked with clocks. So it's very handy because when someone calls, we know they're a telemarketer if they say Winder, or someone who knows us if they say Winder.
Mm.
But I think both are correct.
Thank you.
And it's Anthony, not Antony.
Right.
Yes, but I will still happily respond if you call me Tony or Antony.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate
Do people
that.
Call you Antony?
One person calls me Tony, but it's because his name is also Anthony, and it gets very confusing for us both to call each other by our own names.
Gotcha.
Of course, you think you're talking to yourself. Okay, well, Anthony, hold, please. We're going to explain your game here. Okay, so this is called Ginolo Moreno Stone. It's submitted by Anthony Winder from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It's you.
Ginolo Moreno Stone. That's the game that we're going to play. And they're multiplying. All right.
Okay. Anthony, any words before we begin?
No, I think Manolo said everything that needs to be said.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Okay, here's what this game works. This is Ginolo Moreno Stone. A portmanteau is a word that combines the sound and meaning of two existing words. Contestants make up a unique portmanteau, then present the word to Joe and Manolo as a part of a sentence. Ginolo Moreno Stone, both Joe and Manolo, must guess which two words the contestant combined. If Ginolo comes up with matching answers, correct or not, the contestant wins a magnet. Example.
Wow.
I added too much broth to my stew, and now it is a choup. If Ginolo guesses chewy soup or cherry goop, the contestant wins.
Wow. I bet you. I bet an AI program could do a good job with this game.
An AI program or this next caller?
Okay. This next caller.
Is it Karenina from Philadelphia? Is it
Yes, Karenina. You got it. It's Karenina.
Karenina, how are you?
Hi, honey. Hi. Guess what? I have news for you guys.
What?
Let's hear it.
I'm pregnant.
Wow. No. That's great. How many months along are you?
Seven months. He's due in January. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Coming really soon. And my partner and I agreed that we could name him Manolo Firestone.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope that he has a very happy life. No problem.
Wow.
Yeah. No complexes, no issues with Nate Manolo after my favorite podcast host.
Not at all.
That's right, Manolo. I'm glad you got the compliment.
Manolo, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Is this the first baby named after you?
What? Me?
Is this? Yeah.
What?
Oh,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Manolo.
No, wait, are you seriously? No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You know, wait.
Yeah.
We toyed with it.
Yeah. Of
what name are you thinking of?
You can't say that. You can't.
Ask. I can't say it. Thank you, Joe. Oh, thank come you. On. It's you all, if you follow Dr. Game Show Medical School, well, on Facebook, well, okay. When he's born. Yeah. Yeah, okay. follow them. Yeah.
Well, but congrats.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
really you. Cool. Are you eating anything special?
Am I eating any peanut butter and jelly? Like, I'm like, this child, I'm like, your cellular makeup is just going to be bread and peanut butter and jelly, I guess, and pretzels. I made my partner, we were driving around at 10 o'clock at night looking for fresh soft pretzels because we're in Philly. And I'm like, there's got to be, right?
Yeah, right.
Did you find
right?
one?
No. And
the airport.
There was that would have been really smart. That would have been there was a Google said there was a pretzel factory in this random town. And I think we're going
just break in and whip up a batch of pretzels.
It's like I house out pretzel right now.
Yeah.
And but it's okay. Now we have pretzels. You know, all the time. So it's okay. And, nice. And then I got a pretzel dog one time and I realized it had cheese on it. And I thought of you, Manolo, because I was like, you know what? Manolo would eat this.
Wait,
would you eat a pretzel? A pretzel dog?
So it's the bun is a pretzel?
Yes.
What was the other possibility, Manolo? What do you think was the other possibility of a pretzel dog?
I mean, the meat.
You think the meat is pretzels? It's just a bunch of pretzels in a bun.
Kind of in like a what do you call it, sheep intestine? Is that how the Germans
like,
do
like
it?
A pretzel inside of a hot dog, like
yeah.
Oh, I would eat that.
Would you?
Yeah,
you wouldn't? No,
I would not. Actually would not eat a bunch of pretzel stuffed in sheep intestine. No, I would not. Thank you so much, pretzel dog. Well. Yeah. So you've been eating a lot of pretzels and peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Do you put peanut butter on the pretzel?
Oh my, you are a genius.
Come on.
How have I not thought of this before? Holy cow, my culinary world just exploded.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was pregnant.
Well,
you know what? Alex, that starts now.
And that starts now. Alex just put in the chat a long sausage twisted into the shape of a pretzel, contributing to this podcast in so many ways.
That's also good.
Big and small.
I would eat that too. Would you eat that?
I would eat it.
No, I would totally eat it.
A hot dog
shaped like a pretzel?
Yeah.
It made me sick.
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
No.
All right. So well, you weird. Two.
We're gonna start a cart. We're gonna open a cart, Manolo.
Really good idea. Okay.
We're gonna start a food cart. We'll call it
Uncle Ann's.
Uncle Ann's.
Like Auntie Ann's.
Yes. Uncle Ann.
Well, right. Manolo, I hope you're soaking in this pure love that's coming from Karenina.
Yeah, totally.
Is it coming? Is it seeping through?
I'm sweating it.
Aww. Aww. Aww, he's sweating love. Aww, he's adorable. So he's so cute.
Well, so Karenina, do you have a portmanteau?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I do. So wait, so I don't tell you.
No,
I just tell you the word and you guys guess the origin.
That's correct. I believe so. We can check with Anthony, but I believe that's correct.
Oh, are you? So I say, if Chinolo, hold on. Contestants make up a unique portmanteau. See, this is reading. I'm sorry. Now I'm reading on a podcast. Okay. So here's the word as part of a sentence. Oh, okay. So my dog ate a part of his body. So he's a canna dog.
Okay.
Canna dog.
My dog ate a part of his body. So he's a canna dog.
Oh.
Okay, so Manolo, what do you think those two words are?
Cannibal and hot dog.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, I'll just go ahead and say cannibal and plain dog. That's going to be my pitch.
Like with no ketchup?
Animal.
Okay.
Oh, that's like way more complex than I even thought. Joe, you're a genius.
Wow, thank you so much. Who's squeaking?
Oh, that's my dog.
Oh, and she's,
yeah, that's Marcy. She's
hi, Marcy.
Yeah, she's a big brown dog. She's a mutt. And she was in the rain this morning and she was not happy. She was, but she also found random things to eat that were not part of her own body.
We're curious to know, what is it?
Yeah, it's cannibal dog.
Incredible. You do get a custom magnet. Nice work. Really nice work. Wow, you yay. Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. Bye. Wow. Okay, so Daniel and Tommy have a related one. Can't wait to know what this is. Our Danish friends.
Danish friends.
So, you know, this is an easy one, but you know, Manolo, your gecko was possibly wearing a scooty.
Manolo, do you want to guess what that is?
It's a hoodie made with goodies.
Daniel, Tommy,
yes, Joe, you got it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You get a custom magnet. No thanks to you. No. Okay, goodbye. Okay, wow, do we want it? Does anybody else want a chance at doing this incredible game where you could say things like "scooty" and we know you mean skin hoodie,
goody,
skirt goody. Yeah, scat.
Ew.
It's like the scatting.
Oh, scatting.
Okay, let's just check in really quick with Craig. Craig, do you have one?
I'm racking my brain.
So rain.
Okay. Here we go. I just took a big sip of water and now I have a breeze. No, that's nothing.
What?
No, keep going with that because we're pretty
I have
curious.
I have a.
Oh, that's the giggling. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Could you say it one more time?
I just took a big sip of my cold glass of ice water and now I have a brace.
Where's Jason Mantzoukas when you need him? You know what? I know what it is.
What?
Like a
skin hoodie.
No, he's trying to say breeze?
A brain freeze.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, thank you, Craig. Appreciate that you getting through that one for us.
That
thank
was like so much. Bad improv where I just like looked around and was like, oh, a cup of ice water.
Whoa. Seems like it was actually what you'd call good improv.
Yeah, that's how I do
it. Oh, yeah, that's true. Now that I think about it, it now is remarkably funny.
Wow, nice work, Craig. Okay, Craig, while we have you, so I think that we've played all these games to the best of our ability. Would you say that you'd vote for Genoa Moreno Stone, I Got Gills, or web-based revelry coordinator?
I think Genoa Moreno Stone. The more we keep it going, the more it's so fun. I love it.
Wow. And right, and Anthony's on the call. Incredible. Thank you, Craig. Thank you so much. Well, let's talk to Anthony, one of our game creators. Anthony, what are you voting for?
My own game was pretty good, but I really liked I Got Gills.
Okay.
So that's my vote.
Okay, wow. A selfless game creator. Thank you so much, Anthony. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Let's talk to Jacob. Remember Jacob? Jacob, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
What are you voting for?
Hi, Jacob.
Ooh, I think I really liked Jelona Moreno Stone.
Oh, yeah. Anthony, do you hear this support? Thank you so much, Jacob. Okay, bye, Jacob. Talk to you soon. Okay, let's talk to Daniel and Tommy. Daniel and Tommy?
Hey, what did I?
I liked Genoa Moreno Stone, but I also miss Dr. Cabbage Cup.
Okay, so I'll put you down for Genoa Moreno Stone. Thank you so much. Daniel, don't even.
Cabbage Cup.
I'll be a good contestant, and I will just say I liked the first one that I can't remember the name of.
That was a web-based revelry coordinator.
Yeah, that one.
These were all good games today.
Players get a magnet because we all need ways to put things on fridges. Yeah, that's an iconic quote. Thank you so much, Daniel and Tommy.
Got back in.
Okay, thanks so much. Goodbye. Okay, so let's talk to Ashley in Everett, Washington.
Hello.
Hello.
I mean, Genoa Moreno Stone is really fun and easy to play. I also liked I Got Gills, but it seems that perhaps Manolo needs to watch Grease.
Yeah, let me watch it first, and then I'll be good.
But Genoa Moreno Stone is easily.
Anthony, are you hearing this unanimous support? Incredible. Thank you, Ashley. Wow. Okay. Ashley's voting for Genoa Moreno Stone. Let's talk to Mac. Remember Mac?
Hi, I'm going to stand with Daniel and vote for web-based revelry coordinator. I think there's a lot of potential there that we have yet to explore.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you so much, Mac. Appreciate that. Okay. Let's talk to Karenina. Karenina, what are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for Genoa Moreno Stone and I have a new one and Manolo, this could be the name of we could call it Uncle. So Uncle Anne's, wait, what did you say? What's the name of our food?
Uncle Anne's,
you're right. Uncle Anne's Dog Souls.
Dog Souls?
Dog Stools.
Okay, got it. Dog Stools.
There we go.
Thank you so much. The effort you put into this relationship, Karenina, with Manolo is truly 70-30, maybe 80-20, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, you really know what, Joe, the love is for you. It's really, it sort of like bounces off of Manolo and goes to you, and I'm glad you get that.
That's true, because I'm rubber and you're glue.
And it sticks to Joe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, so it looks like the... Yeah, winning game for another episode is Genoa Moreno Stone. Congratulations, Anthony.
Hey.
Wow, this is good. This is a big victory for Anthony today. And that's been Dr. Game Show. Manolo, would you mind if you could just sing us out?
Okay.
why don't you try playing the I Got Chills?
Oh, yeah. I got chills and they're multiplying.
Thanks to our producer, Alex Sedan, our mixer, Andy Christens, the theme song by Big Huge. You can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. You can submit your game show ideas by visiting drgameshow.com and following the link to the submission form. You can buy a Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by Manolo at maxfunstore.com.
I got chills.
A classic Grease song. Thank you, everybody, for joining us and for being a part of this episode. We just have one more segment called the Manolo Minute. This is a segment where Manolo gets to say what he's been thinking about this entire episode.
Well,
so the time starts now.
Okay, so this whole hour I've been working on my latest character called the guy who just woke up. And it goes like this. What happened? Did I just wake up? Oh, how long did I sleep? I had a dream. Dream, what year is it? Do you want to hear my dream? What year is it? Oh, I just woke up. I'm famished because I slept so long, I think. Ooh.
Hope Lauren Michaels is listening.
Yeah.
An incredible character that I can see on TV instantly.
Yeah, and then I have a nightgown and a candle.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's the Manolo Minute. And thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
This is a classic Bretton Rouge type of dude, you know?
Yes, very Bretton Rouge.
Oh man,
a good old fashioned slow bit for a lightning round. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I need you to get it together, man. You need to stop giggling so much. There's a 10-year-old girl here who can keep it together better than you can.
Okay.
I've had you in my ears for a decade. It's just weird. It'd be like just Ira Glass just calling him up on an afternoon. That's how Craig, I feel right now.
Craig, this is a lightning round, and I don't understand if you're talking to Jason or Anna at this point, but
if he's been hearing Anna for the last 10 years, that should be something Anna's mother should be made aware of.
Craig, get it together.
I think we need to hang up on Craig. Craig, take care, buddy.
I'm so sorry, Craig.
You're 86th, pal.
I'm so sorry,
too much
Craig.
Giggling.
Oh, no. It always feels bad, but it also feels good. Okay.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.